It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Let's go to Pakistan, where the case of a U.S. embassy employee accused of murder threatens to spin out of control. Pakistani police say the jailed American admitted to fatally shooting two Pakistani men. He said they were trying to rob him at gunpoint. The U.S. has told Pakistan that the detained man is a U.S. diplomat being held illegally. As U.S. pressure mounts for his release, so does public anger in Pakistan over what is seen as an example of American impunity. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The case of the American identified as Raymond Davis has raised passions as well as questions since his arrest 2 weeks ago. Confusion reigned at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, where angry reporters wanted answers.
Wait a minute. One by one, I would appreciate very respectfully, sir, that I am not in a position to...
The ministry spokesman failed to provide information on questions as basic as, is Davis a diplomat entitled to immunity? If not, why not? Will he be released? Will he be tried? The Pakistan government has taken refuge behind the courts, saying as long as Davis is in court custody, no government action can be taken. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told Pakistan's president and the army chief that the jailed American is a diplomat whom the Vienna Convention shields from prosecution and arrest. The convention also makes clear that the sending government, in this case the United States, determines the status of its embassy employees. But international law expert Amir Bilal Sufi says Pakistan's 1972 statute implementing the Vienna Convention muddies the legal waters by giving Pakistan discretion to determine who is and who isn't a diplomat.
And hence the federal government is scratching his head, struggling what stand to take. How to bridge this gap between the Vienna Convention and the deficient implementing law.
And Sufi says courts will just look at the domestic law, not the Vienna Convention, as it weighs the charges against Davis. As grave as Davis's actions were, the Americans say they do not strip him of his immunity. But the U.S. silence on key questions is helping to keep the controversy alive. Questions such as, what exactly is the job of this U.S. diplomat? What kind of diplomat carries a loaded gun? And where is the vehicle that rushed to Davis's rescue and hit another Pakistani, killing him?
Frankly, the whole thing stinks.
Newspaper editor Rashid Rahman says the refusal to plainly state the facts has given rise to all manner of conspiracy theories and hatred directed at the Americans.
Despite all the aid you give us, despite all the good things you do for us, you do have a few friends here, but not too many.
Take this demonstration in Lahore last weekend that was called in solidarity with Muslims in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Highly charged speakers also used the occasion to condemn Raymond Davis and give advice for the Pakistani police holding him. Just give him electric shocks. He will confess everything, said Amir Hamza, a leader of Jamaat-ud-Dawa, a group that organized the demonstration despite being banned. He goes on, Davis will confess to bombings in Peshawar. He will confess to bombings in Lahore. He will confess that all terrorism is being committed by America. If he does not confess, Hamza said, hand him over to us. We will make him confess. Rashid Rahman says the anti-American fury on the streets is further weakening an already feeble Pakistani government.
Even if it were to wish, theoretically, to somehow paper this whole affair over and let go of this guy, I think they would find it extremely difficult politically to do so in the present circumstances.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.